This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 117, the five worst listening traps that you could fall into. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we are going to talk about the five things that are going to hurt your score on the listening test. Don't do these things. Listen to us.
If you're taking the IELTS soon, but you don't know where to get started and what steps to take to get to your seven, we can show you exactly what to do. Go right now to download our free checklist. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, Jessica, how you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I don't mind Mondays.
Yeah, I don't like Mondays. Either. That is really good. That means that you're doing something you enjoy with your life and exactly. That things are good. Thank God. The worst thing in the world is the Sunday evening dread.
I think if you have to like set your alarm and wake up super early Monday morning and like have a rough commute to work or something, I don't know. Like you're not going to look forward to that. But luckily, you and I don't have to do that.
Yeah, we're lucky. And we want to encourage our listeners. I mean, that's why our listeners are taking the IELTS exam, right, Jessica? Because they want to go for a better life in a career that they really love. And we don't want anyone to experience the Sunday evening dread. It's just it's a dreadful way to live.
And then it's like you're wasting your weekend sort of feeling anxious about Monday. So you're not even like relaxing.
Exactly. That is the worst. And so, guys, I think you guys are on the right track by preparing for IELTS so that hopefully you'll be in a career that you really love. So you're feeling good on Monday.
Exactly.
You know, we want to feel good on Mondays and Fridays. It should really be all the same. I mean, we have ups and downs in our week, but in general, we should be content at our job, I think.
And, you know, and nobody hits that right away also. I mean, don't look at your age and where you are in life and just say, ugh. Like, how come other people are so lucky and I have to do that? Well, you know what? Like, it's gonna be hard until it's lovely. Like, you have to, you have to go through hard work and tough schedules and studying and IELTS and all this stuff to get to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
That's right. Yeah. That's a really good point, Jessica. On the other podcast, we talked about the growth-oriented mindset versus the fixed mindset. Mm. And, you know, if we have a growth-oriented mindset, we believe that we can move to a job that we actually will enjoy. And that does take a lot of work, like the IELTS exam or like working on other skills and building up our skills. But if we just accept things the way they are, we'll just fall into the first job that gets offered to us and we'll kind of accept that mainstream way of living.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, don't get down on yourself because you have to work hard for something, you know, like if it's going to be more worth getting than just like Lindsay said, just falling into the first like, oh, this is okay. Like type job.
Exactly. We don't want to fall into that state. So Jessica, and for that reason, it's a good idea to talk about the IELTS today so that we can help our listeners move in that direction for a better life. So one big part of the IELTS exam, 25% approximately, is the listening test.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, we're talking about like, don't fall into, you know, overall traps in life. But today we're going to talk about the listening traps that students fall into. Yeah, there's the connection. I found it.
Oh, you got it. So what are those traps, Jessica, that our listeners are likely to fall into? What are the traps in general? And then we'll go through each one and make sure our listeners don't fall into them.
All right, cool. So I'll just list them off just to introduce it. First of all, while you're taking the test, wondering like what your score is at every question, like trying to add it up and do the math in your head. Okay, I've answered 20 questions. If I got half right, does that mean I have a 5? Do I need to get 5? 5 more answers right. So like, oh, that's distracting. And then writing your answer and second guessing yourself.
Second guessing.
Mm-hmm. Not following the test instructions, not following these strategies and this layout that we give you. Yep. Taking notes while you're listening is terrible. Right. And then I think the worst thing and the most common thing is when students stress out because they don't understand every word they're listening to.
Oh, these are really big traps that I'm sure many of our listeners have fallen into before if they've taken the IELTS exam. So let's go back to wondering about the score. I mean, we thought about this today, Jessica, because we got a question from one of our listeners and we want to thank that listener for throwing in your questions. We appreciate that. We're always open to your questions, guys. But what was the question that the listener had?
So the listener was wondering, like, how many points, how many answers he needs or she needs correct in order to get a certain score. So when I looked at this, I mean, there for speaking and writing, I know those things well. I know what you're doing and what score you're going to get. But for listening and reading, that's a little bit different. These scores are looked at by the British Council and IDP. And sometimes if the listening test was more difficult this week, the scores might be shifted up a bit. So there's not an exact number. Like, you must get 36 answers correct to get a 9 or something. It's not super clear, but I did find on just a general guide on examenglish.com. They have some pretty cool IELTS resources there. There's an IELTS band score calculator. And it says, like, in general, rough guide, 25 answers correct is a 6, 30 answers correct is a 7, 35 answers correct is an 8. So that's, I don't know, just an overall guide.
Yeah, we have a general idea. Now that you guys know that, you can just throw it out the window, right, Jessica? I know. Just focus on really just doing your best on the listening test. Because, right, what happens when we're trying to calculate our score? We're missing out on actually paying attention to the listening.
Exactly. I mean, anything that that keeps you from focusing on the task at hand, which is identifying keywords, listening for those keywords, and then listening carefully for the answer. Like, these are the strategies that you have to focus on, practice, feel confident in on exam day. So it's almost natural to you that this is the way you do the listening test. And the more things in your head, you know, make that difficult. So all of these things we're talking about now, these are things you need to take out of your head so you are able to focus on what the exam needs.
If your biggest worry is the IELTS speaking test, we can help you. We're going to run a webinar for free online on Wednesday, September 23rd at 5 p.m. Boston, New York time, where we're going to show you one speaking strategy that we haven't talked about yet on the podcast that will boost your speaking score and could make all of the difference for your average band score. Go to allearsenglish.com/NEW. We have a limited number of spots for this webinar, guys. So go now and sign up. allearsenglish.com/NEW. Yeah, totally. Absolutely, guys. So now that you have that general idea of what answers, how many correct answers will get you the highest score, just don't worry about it so much. Don't focus on the end goal. Focus on following those strategies and doing what we tell you to do, and you will get the score you need. So doubting your answer, Jessica, was the next one. Tell us about that. Why shouldn't we second guess ourselves?
Yeah, we've mentioned this before, guys, that even in our own experience, like taking tests in high school, university, what have you, if you write an answer and then you go back and change it, it's probably gonna be wrong. Yeah. So, I mean, don't waste time like immediately after you write an answer and then you think, oh God, I didn't get that right. That's impossible. And then trying to change it, because what happens is the test doesn't stop for you. The test keeps going. So while you are like stressing and erasing and correcting, the other answers are coming and you're missing them.
That's right. And that's where we start to feel like we're drowning, like it's out of control. And a lot of listeners talk about that, right? Yeah. Feeling out of control in the listening test.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're just like floundering like a fish out of water. Ooh, just like,
good word. Bloop. Good word. Floundering. I like that word. What does that mean, Jessica?
Well, I picture like literally a fish out of water and just like, bloop, bloop, just like jumping up and down because they don't know what's happening and they can't breathe. Right. Like that's floundering.
Great vocabulary word that our listeners could think about using on the writing test or the speaking test.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, and you know, you do have time. This is the next point. You do have time to look at your answers. Okay. So don't, while you're listening, don't stop and start correcting yourself. No, you will have time to do that. Just follow the exam, steps, you know?
Right. And so that goes along with the next thing, not following one place where people go wrong, right? Just as we said, is not following the instructions of the test.
Right. So the test will tell you exactly what to do. Listen to the introduction. Look at these questions. Listen and write your answers. Check your answers. It tells you to do all those things. Now it has come up that some teachers may have slightly different advice here. For example, we just heard of a teacher who said, well, when it asks you to check your answers, you don't have to do that. You can go ahead and look ahead at the next group of questions. I understand that. So you have more time to think about possible answers and check keywords. But you know what? Just from my experience, seeing how students take the test, that time of checking your answers is very valuable because you are able to catch spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, logic mistakes. You see, oh, that doesn't make sense. Oh, it has to be B or whatever.
Oh, that's a really good point. So it's not just that because the listening is done, there's no longer a chance to check. We can go back and check the grammar. As you said, if we spell incorrectly, it's wrong.
Yeah. So this is, that's really important to take that time. And then you feel confident about that before the test tells you to move on.
Okay. So that is our philosophy on that. I like that. And why shouldn't we take notes? That's the next trap that some listeners fall into. We've talked about this before and we've gone into more depth, but just real quickly.
Yeah. There, it's IELTS is not TOEFL. Okay. TOEFL is all about the note taking. You do not need that skill on IELTS. Luckily, it's a tough skill. but you can't do it because it's the same thing that happens when you doubt your answers and you like dwell on one answer that you are correcting. You're missing the next answers. Same thing with taking notes. If that's what you're focusing on, that means you're not focusing on getting the answers. You know, you're focusing on writing down what you hear. That's not going to give you the answers on IELTS. It's a waste of time and it's going to make you flounder because you're going to miss all the answers that are coming.
Yeah. Another good reason not to work with someone who may know TOEFL and think that they know IELTS, right?
Exactly.
We want to make sure we're working with an IELTS professional with a number of years of experience. And Jessica, the king of all traps is a stressing and this does not just happen in IELTS, right? This happens out in the real world. Yeah. And we know that our listeners really tense up around this is stressing when we don't understand every single word.
You have to be of such an extremely high level to understand every single word you're hearing. I mean, even as a native speaker, if I'm listening to someone with a different accent or someone who speaks really fast, maybe I'm not going to catch every word, you know?
Right.
That's not the point. The point, in the real world, the point is just to understand enough to communicate.
Yes.
To have a conversation, connect. To connect. Exactly. So on the test, the point is to just get the answers. And IELTS is not gonna surround the answer with so many tough words. It's impossible to understand. That is not going to happen. The answers are always vocabulary that you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're of an intermediate level, you're going to know all these words. All right.
Oh.
So you don't have to worry about that. You will understand enough to get the answers. That's all you need at this point.
Good. Good to know. Well, this is really important, Jessica. So we've gone through about five different traps that we want to make sure our listeners don't fall into. Yeah. So any overall wisdom here? Any final parting words before we close up today?
Yeah, I think just try and find some listening that you enjoy in your free time. And that's going to help give you the confidence to relax on the test. So podcasts, movies, music, you know, you that'll help take away the anxiety on test day for sure.
Ooh, I like it. And if you guys are looking for more listening resources, come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and just type listening into the search bar. And we've done a few different episodes with really good listening recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. We've done so many episodes already.
I know, we have. We need your ideas, guys. So send in your questions to Lindsay@allearsenglish.com. We need new questions. Dig deep into your questions, guys, and write them down. You know, even if you're in the exam and you feel like it's not going so well, remember that question, because if you have to take it again, you want to come to us and ask us your question.
And we will talk about anything, really. <That's right. laughs> Really.
Give us some material to work with here. All right. All right, Jessica, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, have a good day, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.